And good day, everyone, and welcome to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning on your Monday, and I hope you had a great weekend as we start things off here today. Ron Hayes steps in now, and Ron, kind of getting back to agribusiness after a long holiday weekend.
Yeah, and going to be kind of a hot one, looks like, over at least the first two, 3 days of this week.
Yeah, it certainly will be.
I guess we'll have got several things we'll be talking about today. Of course, we've got our markets in just a few minutes from right now. And a little bit later on during our second half hour, we'll have the regular look at our auction barns. And while we won't have Woodward, Woodward normally, of course, operates. They were off for the Friday holiday period. But Oklahoma City, Joplin getting back into the swing of things for their regular Monday auction. So we'll be able to check those out a little bit later on.
All right. We've got a news update coming up in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a time out. Midday Oklahoma will continue when we come back right after this.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 73113. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads, and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
At 7 past the hour, Midday Oklahoma continues now. I'm Dave Lanning. We've got a news update for you right now. The latest complete U.S. agriculture trade numbers are for May, and they show exports still on track for a new fiscal year record. The report from Gary Crawford.
The Agriculture Department's forecast for U.S. ag exports this fiscal year is for a record $139.5 billion worth, and during May, the over $10 billion of sales that month took us over the $100 billion mark, and we appear to be well on the way to that record forecast for the year. Hot items so far this year for the U.S. soybeans, those values are up 36%, mostly because of higher prices, but soybean volumes are also up by 11%. Exports are up in value for wheat, up 14%, rice up 16%, vegetable oils up 29%, tree nuts up 19%. There are a couple of products with major declines, though. Corn values are down 53%, the volume's down 58%. Cotton, those export values are down so far this year by 18%, shipments are down by 12%. Meanwhile, as far as ag products coming into the U.S., those stand at over $70.5 billion, on the way to a record forecast high, $111 billion, still leaving the U.S. with a forecast $28.5 billion trade surplus. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
USDA researchers are studying a wasp that serves as a natural predator to the brown marmorated stink bug. The story from Ron Bain.
The top invasive insect in the U.S. is the brown marmorated stink bug, a bug that feeds on many crops and invades people's homes. Commercially applied traps are one way to capture and control this invasive pest. But as the administrator of USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Sunny Ramaswamy, notes, research efforts have led to discovery of a beneficial insect that can aid in control of brown marmorated stink bug populations.
This marmorated stink bug came to us from Asia. Recently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists and others went to Asia and brought back some wasps. There's a tiny little wasp. And those things, they feed exclusively on marmorated stink bugs. They're natural enemies. Because the wasp feeds on the marmorated stink bug, it will suppress the population of the marmorated stink bug to below economic injury levels.
Ramaswamy says tests on these wasps are being conducted at USDA research quarantine facilities to study their impacts on native species prior to their release into the open. I'm Rod Payne reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service poultry specialist Dr. Craig Kofall has led a team in designing a machine that can sanitize eggs quickly and cheaply without leaving a residue that would damage the cuticle or interfere with the natural development of the embryo. He's hopeful this egg sanitizing machine will revolutionize the poultry industry. The U.S. poultry industry incubates about 9 billion eggs each year. Those eggs, destined to hatch into broiler chicks, are not normally washed. That's a look at your news. A lot more coming up as Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We've got a look at the markets coming up right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
And it's well past the hour. Midday Oklahoma continues on your Monday. I'm Dave Lanning, and Justin Lewis from KIS Futures joins us now. And Justin, how are those markets shaping up here on Monday?
Well, we have a general overall strong tone here in the futures markets. Really just a few exceptions on the downside here. Stock market futures here this morning are higher here. We're up about 56 in the Dow Jones. S&P futures are up about 4.75, so strong there. That's following Friday's strong jobs report, and then the positive expectations as the second quarter earnings season begins today with Alcoa this afternoon. The official data on Friday showed that we added 195,000 jobs in the month of June. That's 30,000 more than the average analyst guess. So the stock market's really strong based on that. Interest rate futures today are showing slightly lower on the long-term 30-year bonds. The futures contract is a little bit higher there. U.S. dollar is down right now. It's down about 24 points in September at 84.45. And that's following about a $4 rally off the lows in the middle of June. It's really trying to stay bullish, but we've reached a point here where that we're technically overbought. So technical indicators are probably going to put a little bit of a cap on it here, and it's trying to be just a little bit lower based on that. Energy futures today, crude oil slightly lower here, 10 to 15 cents lower. The unleaded gasoline here is about a penny higher. Heating oil and diesel is just about 0.7 cents lower. So kind of mixed there. Really the market's watching Egypt and the Middle East turmoil. Any slight indication that there will be some supply problems there with the Suez Canal, oil futures will continue higher. Natural gas really strong today. We're up 10 to 11 cents. The market is really anticipating some hotter temperatures in the Northeast over the next week to 2 weeks, and that'll increase the amount of natural gas we use for air conditioning. So that's stronger today. It's really found support here about $3.50, with the front month August about 373 right now. Ag futures here were steady to slightly higher in the feeder cattle. Live cattle are steady as well, despite being a 119 cash trade, which is disappointing on Friday. Grains here were up about 6 to 8 cents in corn, 10 to 17 cents higher in the soybeans. Wheat futures are about 6.5 higher. Really, the strength there is coming from really solid export announcements from the USDA. Last week, China bought a bunch of wheat. China's buying a bunch of new crop corn. So overall, bullish exports.
Justin Lewis from KIS Futures joining us. Thanks, Justin. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We're going to take a time out. I'll have a rundown of all the futures, the latest future prices, when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Checking the futures markets, August live cattle up 32 at 122.27. October's down 12 at 126.12. August feeder cattle down 25 at 151.55. September's down 32 at 153.85. July hogs down 97 at 101.37. August down 205 at 95.70. Over on the grains today, Kansas City wheat, July's up 17.5, 694. New crop December's up 2.75 at 709. July corn is up 6.75 at 691.5. New crop December is up 8.75 at $5 even. July soybeans up 22 cents at 1610 even. And the new crop November up 17.75 at 1245.75. On the cotton futures, July cotton down 74, 82.94. December's down 30 at 84.73. The August crude oil down 2 at 103.19. That's a look at your markets. Ag weather coming up next.
After a few days of relatively mild weather conditions, we're back getting toasted once again here in the middle part of the country. And we've got to look at our agricultural weather today here, Midday Oklahoma. Looks like we're going to be looking at triple digits or very, very close to it over the next few days, although there is a chance of cooling off just a little bit and maybe some chances of precipitation. Going to talk about all of that in just a moment.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home. Whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available, dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm Families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
that dome of high pressure that had built into the southwestern part of the United States for a few days, it was kind of, we were kind of on the edge of it, and we had some temperatures that were very, very hot, up around the 100 degree mark for a couple of days. Then we had the break of a cooler weather this last week as that same pressure moved back out west of us fairly significantly, and that's where the extraordinarily hot temperatures in places like Death Valley came, close to 130 degrees above zero in Southern California in that part of the world. California, Arizona, portions of Nevada hitting these extraordinarily hot temperatures as a result. That's creeping back toward us. That's one of the reasons for the hotter conditions for the next few days. We'll get to that in just a moment. But let's talk about Drought Monitor, the latest one issued this last Thursday morning by the National Weather Service. And it shows right now that a lot of our central Oklahoma counties, as we get into the hot days of summertime and here in July, currently outside of drought. Canadian County, much of Kingfisher County, Logan County, Oklahoma County, Grady County, a good bit of Payne County, right now outside of drought. You do have a band that is abnormally dry that catches really the rest of Kingfisher County up into Noble County as well, and portions of a far western Canadian County. Then you get into moderate drought, and that's where you start picking up folks in the Enid area, moderate and even severe drought. The folks in Enid proper, right on the line between severe and moderate drought. Most of Grant County remains in severe drought. Extreme drought catches portions of Alfalfa County at this time. It looks like that extends down either moderate to severe drought for Major County as well. Woodward County, or Woods County, largely moderate drought. And as you get out into farther western portions of the state, very, very common to see extreme and in some cases some exceptional drought along the Oklahoma-Texas border.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Our forecast here in central and north central Oklahoma, hot, hot conditions for the first 3 days of the week. We're talking about 99 degrees daytime highs, maybe even 100 degrees in some locations this afternoon. Overnight lows 76 degrees, south winds blow, hot 100 degrees or maybe slightly above on Tuesday afternoon, south winds 9 to 16. 20% chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday night, Wednesday into Wednesday night. Daytime highs though on Wednesday, still very, very hot. 102 degrees being talked about right now. We're talking about Thursday, 98 degrees daytime highs, overnight lows mid-70s, and back to 100, it looks like, at this point on Friday. So the forecast right on into the weekend right now, not much change either. We're into that summertime period, and we're going to be seeing a lot of 90s and some triple digits almost daily. Midday Oklahoma continues. We're back in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it Weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's Week in the Rockies 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head.
direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
At 12:25, Midday Oklahoma continues. I'm Dave Lanning. Here's Jim Appel now with his look at the calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Monday, we'll look at the Soybean Marketing and Production College, the Texas Grazing Land Conference, and the Stocker Operations Seminar. We'll look at these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667 or just come see us.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
July the 9th is the registration deadline for the Soybean Marketing and Production College. The college is intended to educate producers on how to capitalize on the growing trends and new technologies in agriculture to maximize on-farm profitability. The event takes place in Minneapolis July 29th through the 30th, and growers do not have to be ASA members to participate. To get more information or to register, you can go to www.soygrowers.com/marketingproductioncollege. The Texas Grazing Land Conference will be held July 15th through the 17th in Fort Worth. Through concurrent sessions, 16 ranchers from across Texas will provide their knowledge, insight, and experience representing part-time and full-time ranchers from both the cow-calf and stocker sectors. They will offer successful management strategies that will help landowners and ranchers improve their land and businesses. They will offer solutions to help keep ranchers healthy and profitable. The concurrent sessions will include profitable grazing management, managing wildlife with livestock, risk management, and marketing strategies. For hotel reservations, please contact the Radisson Hotel Fort Worth at Fossil Creek at 817-625-9911. Productive winter pasture can be a valuable asset, but it can also be expensive to establish and grow. To help stocker producers start their winter pastures outright, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a winter pasture and stocker cattle seminar from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, July 16th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center in Ardmore. During the seminar, Noble Foundation agricultural consultants will provide information about winter pasture establishment and fertility, forage types and selection, and seed quality testing. A producer panel of three successful stocker operators will conclude the seminar, discussing their receiving protocol and winter establishment techniques. There is no registration fee, but pre-registration is requested. For more information or to register, please visit www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Producers interested in learning how to maximize their canola crop should plan now to attend one of two Oklahoma-Kansas Winter Canola Conferences taking place July 17th in Enid and July 18th in Altus. The July 17th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Enid Convention Hall, and the July 18th conference will take place from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Western Oklahoma State College. More information is available from Josh Bashong at 405-744-9600 or Ron Scholler at 405-780-0113.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Whoa!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Monday. If you have an item you'd like to share with us on this calendar program or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, all you have to do is drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that calendar update. Coming up on half past the hour here on your Monday, I'm Dave Lanning. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
It's 12:31. What kind of prices can Oklahoma wheat growers expect for the remainder of the year? Ron Hayes has this story.
Where are wheat prices going between now and the end of this calendar year? Tough to say, according to OSU Extension grain market economist Dr. Kim Anderson, but he does say that there are a lot of factors out there that could push this thing higher or lower between now and then.
That's a difficult question. If you're looking at, say, over the next 2, 3, or 4 weeks, I think there's a 65% chance that wheat prices are going down and a 35% chance that they'll go higher. As you look out into the November-December time period, there's just a tremendous number of market factors that's going to impact that price. I think that we'll see the futures price go up or be higher than it is right now as we get out into that period, but I'm concerned about the basis because the basis is 40 cents above, 40 to 45% above normal, and I think we could lose that on the cash price. So as I look into December time period, I'm really only looking maybe 25 or 30 cents higher than the current price.
Kim's short-term bias, of course, has to do with as much as anything harvest pressure as the wheat crop continues to be harvested in Kansas and points north. Longer term, as you mentioned, a lot of different factors, and it does cast some doubt as to if you do have wheat in commercial storage, whether it'll pay this year to hold on to it between now and the end of the calendar year.
That's Farm Director Ron Hayes. Each state has a land-grant university. But what's the reason for these institutions? This story from Rod Bain.
The land-grant university system celebrated its 150th anniversary last year. However, some may not realize the mission of these institutes of higher learning. Explaining that mission and its three components is National Institute for Food and Agriculture Administrator Sunny Ramaswamy.
All young people ought to have a foundational knowledge of the humanities, and I think sciences as well. The reading and writing and arithmetic and other things that we all of us need to have. On top of it would be practical education, hands-on learning in the agricultural and mechanical arts. And then the third requirement was that all of these young people needed to be exposed to and educated and trained in military leadership.
USDA's connection to the land-grant system is through agricultural research stations located at or in connection with many universities, as well as the Cooperative Extension Program that distributes practical agricultural, scientific, and consumer information to homes and farms alike. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
South Korea has lifted the ban on imports of U.S. wheat after the local food safety regulator found no unapproved genetically modified grain in recent shipments. Well, we're at 34 past the hour. Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives coming up next.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Midday Oklahoma continuing. I'm Ron Hayes, and we have got Clay Pope joining us from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. We've got the audio from our video conversation with Clay from this last weekend from News 9 and our In the Field segment, talking conservation of the Farm Bill in just a moment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. It wasn't just agricultural organizations that were disappointed last month when the House turned down the 2013 Farm Bill proposal that came from the House Agriculture Committee. You can add conservation groups to those groups very unhappy because of the rejection. Clay Pope, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Association Conservation District, says that it's time to be picking up the pieces here in July, figuring out how to move forward.
Very much so. We're very concerned about what the Farm Bill is right now. Obviously, we were supportive of the language in the House version. We're very supportive of what Congressman Lucas has been trying to do. If you look at the Title II, the conservation title in both the House and Senate versions, there's really not that much difference between the two. They're consolidating programs, actually giving us more local control, giving us some flexibility on these programs, finding some savings, but allowing us to continue to have the tools that we need to help farmers and ranchers and other landowners to protect our soil, our water, our air, our wildlife habitats while feeding and clothing the world. And so we're very concerned about where we move on from here. And we think it's key that we get something done, get some certainty, and go ahead and move forward with the policy changes that we needed so that we can continue to do the work that we started and done since the Dust Bowl to protect our resources while we feed everyone.
Now, we hear the term working lands programs. Explain that, please.
Working lands programs are conservation programs that are on land that's actually in production, whether it's crop production or pasture, something that's actually providing food and fiber. Now, you have a little bit of difference. You have working lands programs that generally like EQIP, CSP, WIP, and then you have the programs that have easements, things like CRP, WRP, programs like that actually take land out of production and are tied to more of a preservation mentality instead of a conservation mentality. But the two programs actually work together. It's kind of a two-legged approach that we go through with conservation. But the working lands programs are key if we're going to maintain not only a healthy environment but also productivity. Because you look at soil health, what we need to do to feed and clothe the world of 9 billion by mid-century, we've got to make sure that we have healthy and productive soils. The way that you do that is through those conservation programs, and you do that in conjunction with protecting the environment for everyone else.
Right. Now, Chairman Lucas has called it kind of a three-legged stool, the commodity title, the conservation title, and the nutrition title. He says it's important we keep all those together. conservation obviously one of those important elements.
Absolutely. And if you stop and think about it, they all kind of fit together. And any of the three-legged stool, you have to have all three legs of that stool to hold it up. And so many people say, let's separate the nutrition program out from the rest of the farm bill. But really and truly, that helps support agriculture. That also gives a tie-in with people understanding where the food comes from. But when you look at conservation, protecting water, protecting soil, providing that soil health, providing that productivity, that's important to the commodity title, but it's also important to overall environmental protection.
Clay Pope of the OACD.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
You can check out the video of Clay and I on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Stick around. Markets are coming in just a few moments here on Midday, Oklahoma.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communication.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Shopping tractors? There's only one place to get more power per dollar, P&K Equipment. For a limited time, bring home a John Deere 5045D utility tractor for just $12,499. That's at least 45 horsepower of job-tackling, do-it-all machine for one incredibly low price. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13, direct restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details. Manufacturer's estimated power ISO per 9768 EC.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that bakers millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon. So glad to be along with you today. Here we are on a Monday, eighth day of the month of July, and it's mostly an up day today on our Kansas City, Chicago wheat futures. The corn futures are up. Soybean futures are higher, old crop and new crop. It's down a little bit on the new crop cotton futures. Looks like the old crop cotton, or the October deliveries, are about a half a cent higher. Crude oil futures up a little bit. Natural gas up a little bit as well today. As far as all the prices are concerned, we're going to start with the livestock trade. We'll do that in just a moment.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a Duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
First of all, in feedlot country, at the tail end of this last week, we did sell cattle at $1.19. That was off a dollar from the week before. This, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, 5,465 head being sold, 84,000 head being actually marketed under formula. So the cash trade continues to be very thin here in the Southern Plains. Meanwhile, wholesale box beef trade on a Monday, lower. Choice beef off 83 cents, 195.51. Select beef 186.09, off $1.64. 9.43, the choice select spread now, 74 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. On our auction barns, a couple of that we would normally have from the tail end of last week, the Springdale, Arkansas market, the Woodward, Oklahoma market, neither one, of course, those running last Friday, and we'll have those back at the end of this week, once again, as normal. Going to the two auctions of today, the Joplin Regional Stockyards thus far with 4,000 head compared to 6,120 head a week ago. Steer calves opening steady to $2 higher. Heifer calves and yearlings selling steady early. Demand and supply called moderate. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers from 5 to 600 pounders, $1.48 to $1.63. 6 to 7 weights, $1.42 to $1.56. Some 775 pounders, $1.41, and some 955 pounders a lot at $1.29. 7,000 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder cattle and calves opening firm in an early light test. Demand very good following the 4th of July holiday. Looks like early on some 3 to 4 weight baby calves from $1.95 to $2.15. 5 to 6 weight cattle, $1.55 to $1.77. 7 to 8 weights, $1.47 to $1.49. And a package of 825 pounders, $1.47. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we've got the August live cattle futures up 42 cents today at 122.35. October unchanged, up 2 pennies last trade now at 126.27. August feeder cattle contracts are off a nickel at 151.75, or down 25 cents on September at 153.92. Our grain or oilseeder cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the July contracts are up by 17.5 cents today, 6.94 a bushel. September up 3.75 cents, 6.89.5, and December KC wheat 7.09.25, up by 3 cents a bushel. July Chicago soft wheat's up 7.25, 6.63.25. September Chicago soft wheat 6.64.5, up by 4.5. December up a nickel today. July corn futures at 6.91.5, up 6.75. September up 7.75, 5.33.5. And the December new crop corn today up 8.75 cents. $5 a bushel even. July soybeans up 22.25, 16.10.25. September, 12.93.5, up 17.25 cents. November soybeans, new crop, 12.47.25, up by 19 cents a bushel. July, October cotton futures up 57 points, 87 cents even. December new crop down 14 points on the cotton at 84.85 cents a pound. Crude oil up 14 cents a barrel, 103.36. Natural gas up 11, 373 per million BTU. Those are the markets. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Ever stop to think about where your milk, cheese, and yogurt come from? Did you know my family drinks the same milk and eats the same cheese and yogurt as yours? That's why you can feel confident knowing that quality and safety are my top priorities. Long before sunup to after sundown, I'm working tirelessly to make sure you have delicious dairy foods in your shopping cart and on your table. I'm Brett Morris, and I want to thank you for enjoying dairy foods and milk from my family's farm. My commitment is simple. Our land, our cows, our passion. It's my way of life, and I'm proud to bring to you the dairy foods you love. For more information on dairy farming families like mine, visit us at DairyMax.org.
You know, neighbors, they used to call it Weekend in the Rockies. It's so big now, it's Week in the Rockies 25, Monday, July 8th through Friday, July 12th. Superior Livestock Auctions got a dandy of a sale lined up, live on satellite and live on the Internet. 204,000 head, direct from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or Superior, clicktobid.com will be the live auction site. Now, you got to go to the website to check out all the cattle that they've got available, 204,000 cattle. Where if you go to SuperiorLivestock.com, you'll see the full lineup of cattle that will be sold each day, Monday through Friday of next week. You can call them 800-422-2117 with specific questions. They'll be glad to talk to you about Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network at 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Coming up next, Ron Hayes has latest beef industry news with today's edition of Beef Buzz.
Glad you've stopped by. It's Midday Oklahoma, and we've got our Beef Buzz right now. Dr. Glenn Tonger of K-State going to be joining us talking beef demand right after this.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
When it comes to beef demand, we're seeing a light out at the end of the tunnel, and we're hoping it's not a train. After a long stretch of rather sluggish domestic demand for beef, there seem to be some signs out there that demand is picking up. At least that's the opinion of Dr. Glenn Tonzer, who points out that improvement in the general economy has a lot to do with the potential rebound and the possible optimism for beef demand ahead. In fact, he says there's several reasons for renewed optimism over beef demand.
Both in a short term, you know, immediately now and broader picture, we're getting some renewed optimism on the demand front. Beef's relative price to pork and poultry products has improved. That obviously is enhancing demand. And then more broadly, consumer sentiment is improving. The typical resident in the U.S. is getting a little more comfortable with our economic environment. Mm-hmm. That's not saying everybody, but, you know, representative, that's good. And as a side note, I'll try to connect why this is germane, is mortgage costs are actually at a very low, in a historic sense, as a portion of total expenditures for households. Actually, 17% of annual incomes are being spent by the typical consumer on mortgages now, compared to 24% as a historic average. That extra 7%, if you like, is available for other things, such as beef, right? It's hardly only going to beef, but I note it because I think there's a little bit more staying power by the consumer to buy these other things, such as beef. That isn't getting talked about probably enough, because I think there is more willingness for those that particularly are comfortable that they're going to maintain their job to spend more money on beef than maybe we've previously thought.
Dr. Tonger tells us that these broader economic factors are sometimes overlooked as major influences on beef consumption, but he believes it's eminently clear that the general economy carries a great deal of weight when it comes to demand. The attitude of the consumer, so very important.
macroeconomic factors like global GDP, U.S. GDP, consumer incomes are a big deal, but the beef industry itself can't directly influence them, right? We got to be aware of it. We can't influence it. But nonetheless, you got to be aware of these points. And at the moment, the portion of money being spent on homes, right, mortgages more narrowly, is lower than it used to be. That's a positive thing because it leaves more dollars on the table, right? Those consumers can save more. They can spend more. They may be doing some of both. The portion they're spending, you know, those expenditures are eligible for beef purchases. That's good.
Dr. Tonger, one of the co-authors of that study funded by beef checkoff funds regarding the drivers of beef demand, and these macroeconomic factors show up as a key part of the puzzle. He encourages beef producers to have a look at those research findings.
And I would encourage as many people as possible to make use of the fact sheets and the overall report, videos, right, all those kind of resources that came from that study.
You can go to mybeefcheckoff.com for more information about that beef demand study. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz on Midday, Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes.
All right, Ron, we certainly do appreciate that. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Ron will be back with his latest edition of the Soapbox.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
At 3 minutes before the hour, Ron Hayes steps up on his rural soapbox.
Time for us to hop up on our soapbox today. Midday Oklahoma winding down for this Monday, the 8th of July. And thought we might talk just for a moment about wheat harvest 2013. It continues to wind down in both Texas and Oklahoma. We're probably about 80-85% done over in Texas, 90% done or so in Oklahoma, maybe more than that. Really the only fields left to harvest are primarily the Oklahoma Panhandle and a few scattered fields here, there, and yonder, where a farmer is using his own combine, not using a custom crew, and getting it done just as quickly as he possibly can. For the most part, does look like that the Oklahoma crop probably has turned out to be a little better than what a lot of us were fearing back at the 1st of May when the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association had their annual wheat crop report. The estimate at that particular meeting came out around 84, 85 million bushels. USDA has always been more optimistic than that, as they have estimated 115 million bushels from the get-go, and it looks like maybe they would be closer to being right here in 2013 based on just some of the anecdotal evidence that we've seen of some yields that have come in a lot better than expected. You know, I think back to the day that we rode with Don Schieber in the in his combine in northern Grady County down around the Minco area. 50, 55 bushels an acre on a wheat field that had a fair amount of wheat that was pushed over by winds and by rain and everything, but it was able to be picked up successfully by the combine, and it looked like test weights were pretty decent, 58, 59 pounds, and yields also pretty decent, and we saw that in a lot of cases repeated over and over. Well, that is our time for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
Well, that will do it for this Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. We hope to see you again tomorrow right here at 12:05. For Jim Appel and Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lamming. Have a great day. This has been Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.